South Florida. Keep the 313 clear. The fun and sun capital of the world.
Ready?
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Live from the 2010 Global Pet Expo.
Let's talk pets.
We are delighted, and we seriously are delighted, to honor Rachel for her commitment and contributions to the pet industry. Rachel.
Thank you so much. What a lovely, lovely, lovely award. Yeah, I want to know about the bird on the shoulder bit. You know, they say it's good luck if, well, yeah, right. Is it still good luck if you're carrying the bird around with you and it's sort of inevitable? Yeah. You know, I too wanted to give a thank you to everyone in the room and everyone that's a part of this expo that helps us sell food. 100% of my proceeds from our Nutrish line go to animal rescue organizations, large and small, and we've raised about $1 million to date for a very young product. That's great. You know, and our fund in turn funds Bad Rap, which works to save pit bulls, North Shore Animal League, which does so much to try and end puppy mills across the country, the ASPCA, of course, so many great organizations. But, you know, we really, I think, started a very unique program that I hope other people copy and write about. We did Mutt Madness this year for the first time, and it helps us help mom and pop shops and little small animal rescue organizations all across the country. We feature their stories on a website, and people vote. And we start with 64 organizations. They get $1,000 grants all the way up to a $50,000 grant. And it's tiered up, just like March Madness, the basketball tourney. And all of these organizations that want to become a part of the Madness at least get the platform so that in their own communities they get the word out a little bit more. And our winners this year, our two finalists came on the show, and one organization helps terminally ill animals. It's kind of like a hospice for cats and dogs. And another organization saves abandoned horses. And I'm going to get all worked up, but the work they do is so important, and it's just a wonderful thing. You know, I certainly want to thank Purina, since they're giving us this opportunity to visit together. But I have to thank the Dad's people. You know, they came to me a few years ago because we have a pet food column in our magazine, recipes and chit-chat about our animals. And Dad's came to me a couple years ago and said, listen, you know, because you write every month the animal recipes, would you like to have a pet food relationship? And the plant that makes the food has the health standards of a human food factory. I have eaten Isabu's kibble myself. It's quite delicious. That's why I have really nice teeth and a shiny coat. And, we've been very proud of the standards of our pet food, and now we have pet treats called Just Six, and I bet you can figure out why. There's six ingredients. And you know, I feel like I have a lot of important relationships in my life. My relationship with my viewers and my readers is built on trust. My relationship with my family, of course, is built on love and devotion. But my most profound relationship is the one that I have with my dog, Isabu. She, I just can't even think about her without just getting overwhelmed with the best of everything there is in me. She brings out my sense of loyalty, my sense of compassion and empathy. This dog teaches me my humanity. That's what she gives back to me every day. She really is just pure love. And the fact that she's a pit bull is a fact that I love to share with the world. You know, we had on all of the animals that were rescued from Michael Vick's property, and all of those animals, they'd been electrocuted and fought and tortured the whole of their lives. And all save one dog was placed in a loving home, and many of the dogs were placed with small children. So that's why I, you know, got involved in the pet food industry, is so that I would have an opportunity to not only feed animals a product that I'm very proud of, that's offered at a very fair price, and it's of the highest of quality, but we use that as a way to talk to people and continue the conversation about animal care and animal rescue. You know, so it's just been a wonderful, wonderful relationship with dads and the media. And I feel a little silly accepting an award for something that is such a rewarding and fulfilling part of my life. So thank you. It'll look fabulous on the bookshelf, but we really, none of us deserve an award for doing the thing I'm sure we all agree is the most rewarding parts of our lives. So thanks very much.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.